Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A discussion of social justice in the University of Louisiana Monroe's Department of Communications Traveling Scholar Series. Their latest guest is Dr. Larry Fry with the University of Colorado Boulder, and joining him in studio is ULM's Dr. Turner Steckline-Wilson as part of the Communications Department here at ULM. Thank you both for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Ready for the Traveling Scholars, a great discussion coming up tomorrow night. Turner, the series continues to bring thoughtful discussion and debate to our area. Tell us about Dr. Fry and some of his work.
Well, I first met Larry many, many years ago when I was at the University of Southern Illinois, and I think of him as a small group researcher, and one of the things that was very fascinating to me was his work in community building and understanding the dynamics of small group communication through the dynamics of community, and I've always remembered his presentation, and so I was absolutely thrilled when he was able to join us. But he's done so much. He's won all kinds of awards for teaching, for research. We're just thrilled to have him with us.
What will he be sharing on coming up in his visit? I believe he has a master's class coming up today.
Right. He's talking to a qualitative research methods class today, and he'll be talking to a fundamentals of communication class. He'll also be speaking with gender and communication people and organizational communication, students who study nonprofit organizations.
Right, and yes. Tomorrow night, a presentation, it's open to the public. What's going to be taking place there?
Oh, I'm really excited about that. He is looking at communication scholarship in the public forum, taking it to the streets to promote social justice.
Dr. Fry, as we talk about social justice, some of the specifics of what you'll be addressing in the presentation tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm really looking at how scholars can kind of get involved in their communities. One of the problems is that professors often stay in that ivory tower. And so what I'm trying to do is to encourage them to get out, to work with local community groups, and to study the process of intervening to try to promote social justice, whether that's stopping the death penalty, whether that's promoting gay rights, whatever it might be that is of interest to the particular scholar, that person needs to be out there and helping those groups, helping the social justice groups that are working with marginalized communities, and most important, involving their students and studying that process. Yeah.
What is the biggest, benefit? Is it in the research? Is it getting actively involved when we talk about intervention and getting involved and making that connection?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is that, you know, most of the universities around this country have kind of divorced themselves from their communities. And so what happens is that they don't get a lot of support from their communities when they're in trouble. And so one of the things that we can do is to reach out and work with these community groups and show them that we actually have something to offer, whatever it is. And we do that on the business side all the time. We help local organizations by giving them interns. We can do the same thing with regard to social justice by helping marginalized communities and social justice support organizations to do the work that they have to do. And in the process, study those things, publish them, let other scholars know how to do this work.
Some of the benefits that you have had personally by getting involved.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown a lot myself. I mean, partly it's a matter of seeing how our theories, our practices, our research methods, they actually work. You know, as communication scholars, we have a lot to offer. You know, if you want to talk about how do you organize people, you do that through things like facilitating small groups. You do that through giving public speeches. You do that through public relations. You do that through making videos. Those are the things that work. Experts at. And the question is, how are we directing our efforts? Are we directing them towards sort of banal types of work where that it makes no impact whatsoever? Or are we trying to do something that might have an impact in our society?
I think that's something you just brought up. Talk about making that one-on-one connection, but at the same time, you talk about, you know, producing videos and things like that. Being able to play a role within a small group, but also given that digital public, social media, share on that.
Social media is huge. I mean, and especially the digital side of that. You know, there are a lot of folks out there who are actually using things like video to get people off of death row. Demonstrating, for example, that they're innocent, the Innocence Project. I worked with David Protas up at Northwestern University. And his students and my students have made videos that have shown that people are actually innocent, and then they're either let go or they're let off a death row. And social media is huge for getting that kind of activism together. It's probably the most exciting medium right now.
If there were a starting point, Dr. Fry, what is one of the best places to start in getting involved?
Well, one of the best places is in our classrooms. I mean, we are used to working with students. We're used to having them do things for publics, for various publics. And so the question is, you know, if we look at our classes, what are we asking our students to do? So much of the education that we ask is so theoretical, so conceptual. Can't we also ask them, for example, to get involved with local organizations? And that's going to force professors to make those connections with their local communities.
Well, Dr. Fry, if someone would like to find out more about your work or your books, how could they do so?
I'm sure they're all on Amazon.com. They're available there. They can contact me at the University of Colorado Boulder, larry.fry@colorado.edu.
And just to make certain, the last name spelling, F-R-E-Y.
That is correct.
Looking forward to the presentation coming up tomorrow night. Turner, what time and where will the presentation be held?
6 o'clock Tuesday evening, that's tomorrow, in Stubbs 100. And we're looking forward to it. We view ourselves as a department that's very involved.
And to find out more, a phone number someone could call?
Yes, 342-1420.
Looking forward to the presentation with Dr. Larry Fryne talking a little bit about social justice coming up tomorrow at the University of Louisiana Monroe. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room online at kedm.org.